is the Redbird Station, KTRS, St. Louis.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Always look at the bright side of your life. Always look at the lighter side of your life.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Today, I either ran over a human hand in the road, or a glove like I've never seen before that looked just like a human hand.
Wow.
I'm telling you, and it wasn't until I was right on it, I thought, oh my goodness, I'm running over a hand!
Did you get out and check?
Heck no. Oh, it might have been, it might have been alive.
Oh.
Man. See those movies where the hand keeps living?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just crawls keeps on its finger crawling, like a spider.
Well, it's probably walking its way here to slap you.
Yeah.
For running over.
Yeah.
Or it'll probably go to my house in the night, crawl up and strangle me.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, man, when you're a kid, those are the greatest stories there are. I mean, some people, I guess, think you shouldn't scare
running over kids. A hand in the road?
No, no, any like, severed hand that lived.
Twilight Zone kind of stuff.
Was that the Munsters or Adam's Family that had the
Munsters. Adam's Family.
Adam's Family.
It was Thing.
Thing.
See, now, I get It and Thing.
It, Cousin It was the one
hair.
That, the hairy.
Okay.
Yeah. They were going to do a version of porno called the Porno Monsters, and they had me come in. They wanted me to play the part of the Big Thing.
With your tummy. That
would work. Tummy come out of the box. Boy, there's a story.
Okay, Karen's funny.
Yeah, she is.
She's
so funny.
There's a story I handed you over there somewhere. Somebody hit a kangaroo in Wisconsin.
What?
Wisconsin?
Yeah. You know what? Had some...
First armadillos. We got black bears in Missouri. Now we're getting kangaroos.
It's not every day you hit a kangaroo.
I wish we had kangaroos. I think kangaroo is the goofiest looking thing.
Yeah.
How about if you lived in Australia and, you know, you stop and across, boing, 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 and across the street, big old kangaroo.
Good day, mate.
Yeah.
Well, they say they hit those kangaroos like we hit deer here.
Not in Wisconsin.
No, in Australia.
In Wisconsin.
Yeah. Hey, the Burke segment goes like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I just have one thing, Frank.
Oh.
If I were a severed hand, I know exactly what I'd go and what I'd grab.
What would you do?
And it's part of what's speaking right now. Karen Vale, everybody.
The only thing I want to ask you guys, and I saw it on Channel 4 last night on the news. Did anybody see the footage of that woman parachuting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. And then the other half of it is, how she looks since she's had her surgeries. I mean, we don't really know how she looked before the surgeries.
You're making fun of her.
It was rough. It was rugged.
Really nice.
I'm not making fun of her.
It was rough. It was rugged.
It was.
Your face was?
Your face hits the pavement at 50 miles an hour. You'd look rugged, too.
Yeah. Oh, could you imagine the main chute didn't open and the secondary chute sort of did and she spiraled and twisted and twirled all the way to the ground and... I can't even imagine. That was
what are you trying to say about her face?
Yeah.
That you think she
it
is,
was unusual
looking?
Looking?
Why don't you go meet her and say, man, you look unusual.
Well, I'm sure she's been told that even by her doctor.
Were you as ugly as before you hit the ground?
Maybe it's an improvement. I don't know.
Oh, man.
That's unbelievable. She fell to the earth at 50 miles per hour and lived. Butter face.
Yeah, butter face.
Yeah.
Well, and how did she refer to it? She said, I had eggshell fractures of the face.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she's got 15 steel plates.
In the face.
She was pregnant, too.
She was?
Two weeks pregnant.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
And she and the baby and the pregnancy are fine.
Yeah. Magoo talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
He did a whole thing on it.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I jumped once. I wouldn't do it again. I don't think I could. I think I'd have a heart attack. And just, it was at the same time the most exhilarating and the scariest thing I've ever done. I mean, I was so scared. I thought there was going to be a brown trail behind me. Really, I was that scared.
Did you almost not jump?
I came very close to not jumping.
Yeah.
Did your chute open right away?
My chute never did open. I fell with no chute. It completely failed, and I hit the pavement at 160 miles an hour on the highway. And I'm fine.
Wow.
And I brushed my pants off. They were dirty, and I walked away, and I tore jeans. I tore them.
Well, you look pretty good.
Yeah, I've had some stuff happen that I don't talk about a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Think about it. Your face does look pretty good.
Yeah, eggshell.
Yeah.
I jumped.
Was that in basic training? Do you have to do that?
No, I did this on my own, just because I wanted to do it because I was crazy, I guess. I don't know. The week before I did it, they had a guy at the same place whose chute did not open, and neither did the reserve. And he hit, and they said they picked him up with a snow shovel.
Oh!
So he didn't make it.
Yeah. I didn't say that.
No.
No, he was fine.
He's just real thin.
He needed help getting up.
No, they said it was like scooping up a pile of Jello with a snow shovel.
Like the cartoons when somebody hits a brick wall. And
after they called the authorities, he said they plastic garbage bagged him in with a snow shovel. Dumped it in like you dump a pile of gel or something.
Yeah.
And they tell us this. That it happened just a week before, and they show, it was right over there, and we're getting ready to jump,
That would have done it for
you. Not me.
I've told the story before. I'll tell it again, but it's really not effective without saying the word that the guy used to me. It's the F word, because I asked the dumbest question you could ask, but you ask dumb things when you're scared. I was scared, man. This guy tells us the story.
I just want you to know that things can happen. They rarely do. But just a week ago, right over there, and this guy had 2,000 jumps under his belt.
And so that scared us even more. And he says, now, before we go, are there any questions? And I can't even believe I asked such a dumb question. I said, okay. I said, we've been through all the instruction, and we did 4 hours of how to break away from the main chute if it tangles up and how to free yourself and open the reserve chute. And I said, I can't believe I asked this. I said, I raised my hand. He said, yes. And I said, you say you have a problem with your main chute, you break away, and then you go to open your reserve chute, and you pull the cord, and it doesn't open. I said, then what happens? Then what? And he looked at me and he says, Wait, what? Would you repeat that? And I said, yeah, what happens then? And he just, I'll never forget this. He said, then you're effed. And I thought, I guess you are. You're just going to slam down to the ground.
Wow.
There was a girl that I knew who had jumped at the same place, and she didn't calculate her maneuvers correctly, and the wind carried her, and she landed the family room of some people's houses while they're watching television, and her legs were dangling above them. They're watching TV, and she went through the roof. It was like a little ranch flat roof thing, and she was stuck. And they said her leg, she was kicking her leg. Can you imagine? You're watching TV, and
holy
all of a sudden,
cow.
You hear something, and the drywall breaks loose, and her two legs just hanging there kicking, and she just kind of got stuck in the roof.
Didn't she break her leg? Broke one leg.
And, she was telling me, I went there to jump, and be careful, pay attention, make sure you're steering properly. I went into the roof of the house, and they showed me that, But overall, jumping, you rarely hear of what happened with this. So it's I think it's very safe. Yeah, really.
I guess.
I just don't hear much of that kind of stuff. Was that all you had?
That's all.
Okay, so to recap, Karen just wanted to jump in and say how ugly she thought that poor girl was. That had an accident and had all that surgery.
Unusual wasn't the word.
Yeah.
Maybe she could have one of those face transplants like they're doing now. Have you seen that?
Yeah, but the skin wasn't the issue. It was crushed bone.
Oh,
face transplant with him. What an idiotic thing to say.
They do a skull transplant.
Now you got something. Yeah. Or when we do total head transplants, now you got something.
That's when something's really big.
That's when you got something to talk about. Mm. Anybody else with a Burke segment?
Yeah, I do.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thanks, Frank. Took our little kitten Frisco in today to get him neutered and declawed.
Oh, Frisco.
Yeah, little Frisco. That's what Alyssa named my daughter.
We took our dogs into a hypnotist and had them the whole idea of Santa removed from their minds, declawed.
See what I did? We had them declawed. See what I did there?
Holy moly.
Whoa.
So how's Frisco doing?
I have to
freak a cat out, though, because cats, man, they need claws. They love having claws.
Yeah. I have to call.
When he got home, he thought, what the heck?
Yeah.
Where are my claws?
Oh, no, he's still there. I have to call at 4 o'clock to see how everything went.
Oh, he's going to hate your gun.
Oh, yeah. And he's spending the night. It's one of, it's a vet that in South County that Dr. Doug knows, and Dr. Doug told me to go to this guy.
Yeah. So Dr. Doug doesn't want you to be a customer.
He's really good. No, I know.
Yeah, Dan, go anywhere but me.
Yeah.
Well, that cat will hate you.
But we had to take him in there early, so Alyssa went with me, and she says, oh, poor Frisco. And I said, well, what the
heck? Who is Alyssa?
Alyssa's my daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, she's my daughter. She's 9 years old.
Okay.
She named the cat.
He really can't remember that.
She said, no, I know. It's
and that's
a
the benefit
problem.
Of people who, let's say, just started listening today.
Oh, I know.
They don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I am concerned for listeners. I care about the listeners. That's all.
She says, I said, he'll be fine. I said, the vet will just put him to sleep and then take, and then operate on him. She goes, put them to sleep? Yeah. Don't, when you put them to sleep, that means they're dead.
Yeah, good choice of words.
I know. Good dad.
You're a scary guy.
Oh, put them to sleep, and hopefully they can bring them back around after this surgery.
How old is this cat?
Like 4 or 5 months, maybe.
Okay, so the cat's lived long enough to know that it can jump and it grab on with its claws. As soon as it gets home, it's going to go,
everywhere.
I'm going to go hang on the... Hey!
What happened?
Oh, no.
Go.
This cat, we would open the front door, and this cat would climb up the screen.
Yeah,
the screen
sure.
door.
Yeah. Not anymore.
No.
No.
No. And every once in a while, you'd see it fly. You'd hear it going, or something, and it would try to do this... You know that on the furniture, we'd have to stop it from doing that on the furniture. So,
what was that sound effect again?
How do they pull the claw out and remove claws?
Dr. Doug tomorrow.
Yeah, you can ask Dr. Doug, but I think they actually go in and take the claws out and they take the nerve out so it doesn't grow anymore.
They took the claws out of my contract. It hurt like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It was the one that was going to give me a bonus. Man, that hurt.
So I'll have to call at 4 o'clock. I'll have an update on Frisco after 4 o'clock.
Well, I bet everybody can't wait for that.
Oh, I know. I know.
Everybody's on the edge of their seats.
So that was the traumatic thing this morning for Alyssa. Alyssa went, and the doctor was there, and I told her, I said something about putting him to sleep, and she freaked out, and she looks at the doctor, and she goes, you're not going to kill him, are you?
Oh.
Wow.
And the doctor says, no, he'll only go to sleep for a short time. He'll wake up. And he goes, I will read the manual before we do anything. Don't worry.
Yeah, the cat's probably dead.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh. It'd be like in Meet the Parents. They'll try to substitute a cat.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
And Peon's car, is it Schaefer now?
Yeah, that's so today.
They haven't done the estimate yet, have they?
No.
Did they what?
Oh, I would say he should tell the story about it and not mention the name.
Yeah, just real quickly. This is one of those horrible service stories where you had a rental car, and it's included in your insurance, right?
Yeah, I called yesterday. Had the whole thing set up.
And we won't name the company. We'd like to, but we won't. Go ahead.
So I go today, and I walk in. I say, yes, I have a reservation for a car.
And they had already made your reservation.
Yeah, they had.
So they determined that you would be coming. They were supposed
today.
To be ready for you.
Yeah,
okay.
I told them about 11:30. I showed up at 11:30.
We'll be ready.
And so I go through a little of the preliminary paperwork and everything, and she goes, well, they're getting your car right now. It just got an oil change. So I go, okay. So I sit there about 15 minutes, and they bring the car back, which kind of surprised me. You would think they would have a car there. Well, or another car.
It's a big outfit.
It's not getting
it's like they have one car.
Yeah, an oil change. So
we'll get you our car.
Well, did you reserve a particular kind of car?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because sometimes that'll happen.
So they brought it back, and then she said they're going to wash it before we give it to you. So they're doing that, too. So we're at about 20 minutes right now. And then she's doing the walk around the car, and she goes, oh, we're missing a hubcap for one of the tires, the back rear tire. It's on order. We're waiting for it.
On order?
Yeah.
A hubcap?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
They lost a hubcap along the way. Somebody else that rented the car.
Did you have to wait for the hubcap to come?
No. I'm driving it without the hubcap.
Yeah, I'll say.
And so she opens the door. The car started, and then she goes, oh, it doesn't appear to have too much gas in it. It's almost empty. So she says, I can go fill it up if you want, or so you can wait, or you can just go get the gas yourself and bring it back.
What service?
On empty. Yeah. So,
wow.
So I'd already waited long enough, so I said, no, I'll take it and gas it up myself.
You want to
so.
Freak them out now? When you take it back, take a hubcap from another wheel and put it where the one was missing.
Oh,
that would be
good. Because they always know.
Yeah, they got a little diagram.
Yeah.
And it shows the right rear missing. Wait a minute. Yeah. Just screw with them. Just put another one of the hubcaps on.
So I'm going to try to bring it back on fumes.
All right. Our segment is officially closed. Here's what we're going to do here. We are going to take your calls, and I would like to, if you don't mind, have you who call share with us. I've been thinking about this the last couple of days. When you're a kid at Christmas has never been the same to me since I'm not a kid anymore and since my kids aren't kids. Because since they're not little anymore, it's not the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, it took a lot of the fun out of it, I think. And I think everybody, when you're a kid, there's one thing that you think you have to have, and if you don't have it, you think you're going to die. I mean, you have to have it. And then when you get it, one of two things will happen. It's either not what you thought it would be or cracked up to be, or you're really hot on it for 2 days and you kind of put it away and forget about it, or you don't realize at the time, but the fact that you were that interested in it literally was an indication of who you would become later. And when we come back, I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. But you don't know it at the time, that it probably is a signal as to what you might do down the road. Now, granted, every little girl that gets a baking set or a nursing kit or even the kid that gets a little doctor bag, it doesn't mean that they're going to be a doctor. And then the ones that do go, well, you know what? I knew you were going to be a doctor. You're a little kid. You wanted that doctor's bag. Now, lots of kids want a fireman, policeman, whatever, but things more specific than that. So the question here is, what was the one thing that you remember as a kid that stands out, the single thing that you had to have? I know exactly. I have two. One I got and one I didn't get. But I'm telling you, I thought, well, if I don't get this, then I don't want to live because, I mean, I have to have this. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, it's 888-550-KTRS. I'll share mine with you after we break. We start by giving you the holiday hours at Genovese. Genovese, as you know, is a jeweler. There is one location, but that one location is probably more of a jewelry store than any other 7 or 8 locations that anybody else has. In one place, they have managed to put lots of other jewelry stores to shame. And I would imagine that when they opened, there were a lot of secret shopper-type jewelry people who went in there from other stores to check it out, and they were probably sorry they did, because they walked out of there thinking, oh, my goodness, we don't need this. This is unbelievable. How do you top this? And the question is, how do you top it? How do you top their quality, their prices, the way they treat people? To me, this is half the success of Genovese, is the way they treat customers. Nobody has too much money or too little money. They don't care if you're a young couple struggling or you won Powerball. Everybody I've ever seen in there is treated the same. And a lot of repeat business. That's why after all these years, 40-plus, they pack them in. And they've never, ever become just another run-of-the-mill jewelry store where you come in here and get the same diamond ring that somebody in Omaha can get because they made 60 million of them. And lots of women are walking around wearing the same thing. Now, this is a different kind of jewelry store. And something for everybody and every budget. Holiday hours, Monday through Thursday, 9:30 to 7:30, which would mean, of course, tonight they're open till 7:30. Friday, 9:30 to 6, and Saturday, 9:30 to 4. They're closed on Sunday. Genovese in Creve Coeur on Olive, about a half mile west of 270. Phones are all lit up. We'll come back. We'll take your stories. What was the one thing you had to have? I'll tell mine first, and then we'll turn to you on the Big 550.
Hi, this is Greg Dierberg, and I'm very excited to tell you about Dierberg's new cookbook, The Best of Dierbergs, treasured recipes to share with family and friends. Once you see it, you'll have to have it. All the recipes were created and thoroughly tested by Dierberg's home economist and made most popular by you, our customers. This 224-page hardcover cookbook is loaded with our most celebrated recipes. There are 8 chapters with beautiful color photos that include everything from appetizers to desserts, full menu ideas for entertaining, and kid-friendly fare. You'll also find helpful kitchen tips and techniques. Plus, each recipe includes nutrition information. The Best of Dierberg's Cookbook is a collection of recipes I know you're going to love. And at a holiday sale price of only $19.95, it would make a terrific holiday gift.
This week at Dierberg, save on gold medal all-purpose flour. 5-pound bags are 99 cents each. Westpac Quick Easy Vegetables or stir-fry blends are also 99 cents each. Plus Marie Callender's Dinners, One Dish Classics, Pot Pies, and Cobblers are 2 for $5 at Dierberg's.
What if everything were 5 times the national average?
Congratulations! You graduated from college and it only took 20 years.
Here's the pitch. Strike 15. He's out.
Here's something 5 times the national average that's very rewarding. A money market account from MetLife Bank earns 3.5% APY. Call 1-877-SNOOPY-7 or visit MetLifeBank.com. Use code MET2. Earn 3.5% APY now and keep earning at a consistently high rate.
Mom, we had a boy! He's 40 pounds, 2 ounces.
To open an FDIC-insured money market account earning 3.5% APY and learn how you can earn a $50 bonus or find the nearest MetLife representative, call 1-877-SNOOPY-7. Have you met life today?
Accounts with balances of $5,000 or more earn 3.5% annual percentage yield. Below $5,000 earn 1% APY. MetLife Bank N.A. member FDIC. MetLife Bank is an affiliate of Metropolitan Life Insurance Company.
Enhanced Medical Spa, the new premier spa in Chesterfield Valley, has made it so easy for you guys this holiday season. All you have to do is call Enhanced Spa at 636-530-9020 and tell them that you want the holiday package you heard about on the Big 550 for only $250. Here's what your sweetheart will get. $75 gift card to the spa to get her choice of facial or massage, a comfy hotel spa robe, a box of chocolates, a sterling silver charm bracelet from Clarkson Jewelers, and yes, there's more, $25 gift certificate to Clarkson Jewelers. Enhance will wrap the gift and mail it to you. Guys, it doesn't get any easier than that. Spa services, jewelry, chocolates, what more would a woman want? My wife, Mary, recently visited and said the service and staff were outstanding. Be a star this holiday season. Call Enhanced Medical Spa, 636-530-9020, or log on to EnhancedMedicalSpa.com for the perfect holiday gift. Call Enhanced Medical Spa, 636-530-9020.
There is something we all have in common every single day when we drive to work, and that is that little check engine light on our dashboard. And we say to ourselves, if we don't look at the light, it'll go away. Well, we know that's not true, and if your check engine light is on, just like 20 million other Americans, I've got a solution for you. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for AAMCO Transmissions. If that check engine light is on, you need to get your car to one of the 5 area AAMCO
stations.
And they'll check it for free. That's right. absolutely free. Doesn't matter what type of car it is. Foreign, domestic, new car, late model, doesn't matter. Visit one of the five area locations today in Arnold, Brentwood, Fairview Heights, Illinois, Maryland Heights, Westport, and in St. Charles. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO or consult the local white pages for the center nearest you. For a job done right, guaranteed, at a price that's right. It's AA. MCO.
Additional computer diagnosis and additional charge may be required. Call your participating AMCO Center for details.
The guys from Golden Oak Lindley. Yeah. Back at Golden Oak headquarters, President Bob Ellman and rusty sidekick Steve Flowers man the 567 Gold Hotline.
Bob, I'm picking up a distress signal from the southern quadrant of the city. A woman has been robbed of all her holiday cash by her high-interest credit card bills. Switch your 567 Gold transceiver to channel 2.
What?
A woman needs a low-interest home equity loan. She's online, too.
That's all you had to say. Hello. Okay, you're approved.
If you'd like us to put some cash back into your hands, regardless of your credit history, we can save the day. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
That's 567-G-O-L-D, or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Now, Bob, about those types.
Steve, just let it go.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
Call Golden Oak Lending at 567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
I love sledding, but I'm so cold.
Let's go to my house for Ovaltine Hot.
All right, Ovaltine Hot, come on.
The kids will be back soon. Let's make them rich chocolate Ovaltine Hot.
Great idea.
Dave's mom's making creamy, chocolatey Ovaltine Hot. Yeah!
Oh, Ovaltine's made with milk. Yeah, so Ovaltine tastes creamy. And it's full of vitamins and minerals. Swiss Miss and Nestle Hot Cocoa aren't.
Mom, we're here. Who wants Ovaltine Hot?
Me!
Let's make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
338 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic sponsored by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers, Toyota owners. If you donate a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more at your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and get your oil changed then for just $9.95. This offer ends December 31st. Southbound on Moore Road at Highway 47, that serious accident with power lines still being worked. Restrictions are in place on 47. Westbound 270 at Lindbergh, an accident. Hanley Road is closed now, both directions between Wydown and Forest Park Parkway. This is a water main break. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley, slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between 170 and Laclede Station, no troubles. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, Broadway, it's closed again. Use 11th Street, traffic still jamming back to Jefferson. Both directions on 370 between Spencer and 70, road crews are out. And westbound 70 at Mid River is a good run so far. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRS.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
All right, so I guess I was, I'm gonna guess 13, 14, maybe, somewhere in there, or younger, maybe 12, and I had to have a transistor radio. I mean, I had to have it, and
back in the day, before there was an iPod and even a Walkman,
All you had to walk around was a transistor radio. And nobody had a headphone. You had a little stupid little earpiece, that little goofy plastic.
Yeah, that little white thing.
Ivory-colored earpiece, and had one ear that you could listen in. And it was just a little AM radio. But, I had to have it. I thought I was going to die if I didn't get it. And the reason I had to have it was the man in our town, a little bitty town we lived in, owned the radio station, and he lived in our neighborhood, sort of behind our neighborhood. And I was out playing one day. And he called me over. He said, "Hey, come here a second." And I walked over, and he wanted me to just get close enough to him that I could hear.
Boy, it's about how it sounded.
But when I was outside, and I thought, wait a minute, and I realized it's coming from his shirt pocket.
Oh.
And I said, "There's talking coming out of your shirt." And he said, "Yeah, it's this." And he pulled it out. They had just put them on the market. And it was a little Philco or something. I said, "Wow, that's a radio? Because radio was something you put on a desk, and he said, yeah, it's called a transistor.
And then he stood back, and he did this, and said, here's the microphone to talk into. Come here, little boy.
I'm trying to turn this into some kind of pervert story. You ruined my story. It's a good story, and you ruined it and tried to turn it into a sexual predator. You've got psychological scars. You've got some scarring baggage. So, I'd like to continue. He didn't take his winger out. He showed me the radio, and he said, this is a volume knob. Two little knobs on the side, remember?
And
they had grooved edges, so you get a little grip. And he said, and here's the change channels. And as soon as I saw it, I just thought, well, this is something I have to have. And so I told my parents, I said, you got to go see these new transistor radios. They didn't know what I was talking about. I said, I don't know how to describe it to you. Go get Mr. Bunn to show it to you. He has one. Because he was in the radio business. He could have one. Well, we were not like the richest people in town. And the price of the radio was $40.
It was?
$40. Oh. In a simulated, genuine, artificial leather little case that it came in.
Right. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
And it had holes in it for the speaker.
Yep.
And, of course, so my parents said, well, there's no way in the world that we can do that. They took out a loan from Claude Truel's TV store, who sold TVs and radios. And I got this thing for Christmas, and I know for a fact, because I remember, it was $40, and he took it out on a payment plan like you'd buy a car. And I'm sure the payments were, you know, $4 a month for a year or something, but that's how tight it was and how much money that was. And I was so excited that I took it to school, mistake. Nobody had a transistor radio. And let me see that. And some guy grabbed at it, and it fell to the floor.
Oh!
And it broke internally, but it didn't smash the outside. I hadn't had it for like 2 weeks. And I could not and never did tell them. I walked around the house with the thing in my ear so they wouldn't know. And I'd go, like I was hearing the music. It was deader than dead.
Oh,
the thing had
man.
No sound. I could not tell them that I broke it because I knew. And my dad made payments on that thing for months. It didn't work. I tried everything. I couldn't fix it.
And your dad probably picked up when you were at school one time and went, but, and then he probably called the doctor. Doc, I think I'm losing my hearing because I can't hear these. Head that turned up all the way.
No, they never tried to play with it or were that interested in it. It didn't interest him that much, but it did me. And what I'm getting at here is that maybe the reason I was just so infatuated with radio. I mean, and it ends up that's what I do. The other thing that always just, man, I couldn't get enough of was if anybody owned a tape recorder. Because nobody owned tape recorders. You didn't own a tape recorder. And it were big old reel-to-reel tape recorders. I had an uncle that had one, and we had a neighbor that had one. And I used to sit on his front porch on summer nights, and he'd run the cord into the house, run the extension cord out, and we'd sit out on the porch and say, hey, how's it going? And then rewind it, and, hey, how's it going? I mean, just dumb stuff.
I know.
And then we'd pretend like, it's 6 o'clock, the temperature's 45 degrees at WPININOIN radio or whatever it is, and hey, here's Elvis Presley. Hey, it's Richard Long. Hey, just to hear you say,
I remember my dad used to play guitar and had a little group that got together on Friday nights and they just rotate around, you know, one house to the next. And it was more folk music than anything, some bluegrass. But I do remember him buying, and I don't remember the brand, but I know exactly what
Voice
it looked
of music,
like.
Probably.
It was a portable reel-to-reel tape recorder, and it had a one light on it that was like the VU meter. Do you remember this?
And the green light.
It glowed green,
and
yes.
It opened and closed like a Pac-Man.
That's
now.
Right.
That was the volume meter.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And I can remember
you're mesmerized by it.
The same thing, and it had, I guess he had 4-inch reels and maybe, what, 6-inch?
Sure, 4
8
inches.
Inch?
No,
I don't
not
remember.
Enough, Dan.
And the rubber caps that would hold the reel on.
Oh, sure.
Do you remember
sure.
that?
Absolutely.
And I can remember the sounds and how the buttons, you know, pushed.
I remember every bit of it. My uncle let me borrow it for a summer. He couldn't believe how just enthralled I was with it. So he said, look, he lived out of town. He said, take it home, keep it for the summer. Man, I'm telling you what, I burned some tape up. Rewind, play, rewind, play, rewind, play. And then I found out it had two channels, left and right. And when I figured out that you could record on two channels, I remember the show that I did. It was a radio show hosted by Lonnie and Ronnie Rectum, twin brothers. In the left channel it said, "Hi, I'm Lonnie Rectum, and I'm Ronnie Rectum. We're the Rectum twins." And, of course, a lot of people didn't think it was very funny.
Yeah.
Why would you name them Rectum? Because I said it sounded funny. But I would sit there, and I'd let Ronnie talk back to Lonnie, left, right, left, right, left, right. And then you turn on a portable radio when a song started, and you would hold the mic up to it.
I did that, too.
And then you would talk while you're holding, going, okay, here's some great country music for you. And then you'd put it up to the speaker like you were the radio.
I was taping KXOK. Okay. I remember
So I think all that, and I never actually had my own tape recorder until I was grown, but just the idea, and that little radio is the one thing for Christmas that I you don't realize, years go by, and you don't think, I wonder why. What? And then you end up...
Mm-hmm.
It's weird, like the voice you heard coming out of that radio. So let's take some calls here. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And I think it does influence what you become as a kid, because I'm sure Karen had a Barbie, and she turned out to be a doll.
Oh,
see what I did there?
Yeah. What you did, because you're a liar.
I'm a smooth talker. Let's go. Hello, Daryl. How are you? Hey, Daryl.
Hi, Karen.
I'm not Karen.
Oh, hi, Daryl.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Daryl.
There's my Christmas present.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Done for the year. I called about a Christmas present that I didn't get, but Frank, I also want to take this opportunity to challenge you to a Carl off.
Oh, boy.
You do the second best Carl in St. Louis. Take for me.
I've heard that before.
No, I'm serious. I have the best Carl impersonation in the city of St. Louis.
All right, what we're going to do, then we got to get to your gift, because we got to get to your call. But let's start with the real Carl. It ain't got no gas in anything.
It ain't got no gas in it.
All right, let's hear.
Now, wait a minute. I have to do it live in the studio. I have to be a guest on Tuesday, because I can't do it over a cell phone.
Oh, here we go.
I like these challenges.
Yeah, all right. If you're not going to give me equal footing, then I'll have to do it over the cell phone.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ain't got no gas in
him. That's not too bad. Not bad. No. I mean, not bad at all.
Thank you.
You're not, you're not...
Not great.
You're second, you are second, you're second best.
Well, it's distorted now.
Well...
If I'm in the studio...
Sometimes that actually makes it better because it covers up the inadequacies and the imperfections.
Yeah, well, I've actually won... if another radio station is doing Carl, a sports station, KFNF. So.
Yeah, well, you know what? Anybody can win anything on that station because they don't know anything.
Yeah.
And another thing is they don't have anybody that can do Carl.
Yeah,
that don't mean nothing. All right? All right, Dan, what was that present you were talking about?
I can't do it now. I had a good comeback for you, but I better not.
Okay, what was the goals? What was the birthday of the Christmas
gift? When I was about 11 years old, my brothers and I had both of the three brothers, we desperately wanted a pool table.
Mm-hmm.
A 6-foot pool table that we dreamed about all summer. And
Daryl, let me just jump in here and say, do you remember a time when if you had a pool table, you were rich? Because only rich people had a pool table.
Yeah.
Now pool tables are everywhere from $900.
Oh, yeah. This was, Dad was laid off every winter, and we thought, man, if he gets this, this is going to be just the ultimate.
But a real good one was seriously like a $3,000-$4,000 thing.
Oh, yeah. It was just a 6-footer. That was all we wanted because, we didn't want to, we were just kids. But we had a camping trailer in the backyard.
Yeah.
And there's a little compartment where, you used to put a spare tire and all. We could wedge ourselves in and see what our Christmas presents were.
Oh.
And there in the camping trailer was a 6-foot pool table.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But to this day, I cannot forget to play pool because, unfortunately, my parents were holding it for the little neighbor boy who we all hated.
Oh, how cruel is this?
We beat the snot out of that kid when he got his pool. It was not ours. We got up Christmas morning, no pool table. We went down, and this was an only child who was spoiled rotten. His parents both worked at McDonnell Douglas, which, of course, is now Boeing, and there in his living room set this 6-foot pool table.
Oh, and you guys were expecting it, too.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
we were.
You thought you knew the big secret.
He didn't play much pool after we broke his pool sticks and took his Oh.
Man, you're mean. You ought to be, you know what? You're like one of the Crips or Bloods. You ought to be put to death with Tookie Williams.
Yes.
That's mean, man. Good story, though.
Well, thank you, Frank. And if you ever get the chance to really get second place, have me come into the studio and I'll teach you how to do Carl the right way.
What's wrong with your voice? Merry Christmas, Daryl.
Thanks, same to you, Frank. Right. Thanks.
Yeah,
Boy, it's
parents hiding a gift for the neighbor, and you think it's yours. Oh man!
Did you ever find a hiding place? You did?
Oh sure.
I really didn't even want to. I enjoyed the surprise.
Oh man, I did.
I didn't.
I want to know. We tore that place apart looking for it. Let's go to Tom here. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Frank, and hi everyone.
Tom.
Hey, Tom.
I am AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
Hi, Karen.
Hello, Tom.
You got it, Tom.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
I was calling because when I was a kid, it wasn't just one Christmas. Every Christmas, I had a huge Lego set that I wanted.
I never had a Lego set.
You didn't?
No. I love Legos. I never had that.
And they kept me entertained, and they just kind of helped me learn spatial skills and, you know, kind of how to put things together. And I think because of that, that's how I think, and I'm an artist, and I can't draw or paint anything, but when it comes to mosaics and putting anything in any type of artistic form, I can do it.
See? That probably is the reason.
Yeah.
It started then. The basic instinct to become. I thought you were going to say you're an architect or something, but
yeah.
All right. Well, Tom, you have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Frank. Okay. And here's Harold. Hello, Harold.
Well, hello. How are you doing?
Doing very good.
How about that? Bye. Just want to say one thing. That fella oughtn't to be having a cell phone.
Tell with your voice.
Why is it happening?
It's bad Carl day.
I know. But when I was 6 years old.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
When I was 6 years old, my parents were kind of, you know, weird and strange. And they sat me down and they said, what do you want for Christmas? And I said, well, I want to watch.
Hey, you know what?
And they let me.
One of my very
You
want to
watch what? Oh, they
I get it! It's a good one! It's good, Harold.
There you go, Harold.
You know what? You just reminded me of something else. The day that I felt like a little adult man was when I got my first wristwatch.
Yeah.
And I had a watch like a real man.
Oh, yeah.
I still remember the brand. It was a Waltham, and it came from the W.T. Grant store. And it wasn't a Davy Crockett watch. I'd had one of those Davy Crockett. This was a real man watch.
Wow. Clean face.
Oh, yeah, clean face.
Just big
like, time. Just like Daddy. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I have a 6-transistor radio, an Admiral.
Does it still work?
Yes, it does.
Wow.
I'm going to bring that up to you.
Remember they had 6 and 8. If you really had the big dough, you had an 8 transistor. No, they had this 8 transistor. And,
oh,
then,
did they?
And then they had the all transistor. There was a radio called All Transistor, not 6 or 8. I don't ever remember a 9 transistor.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I got this 6 transistor. It's AM only. It's an Admiral. I'm going to bring that up to you.
Well, don't do that.
No, no problem.
No, hang on to that thing, man. That thing will be worth $2-3 one day. Well, Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Thanks
have
for
a
the
good
call.
One.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. A watch. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, I remember my first one.
Holy cow. Waltham. And they all watches were the same. White face, kind of gold dot. Look at watches now. There must be 50 million different watches. The watch business is like glasses. In the old days, you had horn-rimmed black glasses, or you had the fade-away, if you're a man, brown, that faded clear at the bottom, and if you're a woman, you had cat-eye glasses.
Yep.
Glasses and watches all look alike. They all look like an Elgin or some, you know, all men had the same kind of watch. And holy, they got what? Swatch and Fossil. And I mean, it's actually tough to know how to make a decision buying a watch. All right, if you have a car loan, I have somebody who would like to take that over and like to have your car loan business. And that would be First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union, if you will come in and refinance your car, turn your auto loan over First Community Credit Union, you could get $100 just for applying with First Community by December 31st. They love auto loans. They love to make boat loans, motorcycle loans. They just like being your credit union. It's your bank, but they're not a bank. They're a credit union. There's really very little difference. I think the biggest difference is in service. And I think there has to be, and I can't prove it, and I'm not allowed to legally say it, but there has to be a little bit of an advantage when it comes to loan rates when the company is owned and the business is owned by the customers. The customers are members. and there aren't bank owners, in this case, to share profits. That's the way a credit union works. And who can join? That's the question. Because in the old days, you had to work at a certain place. You can. Anybody can. Anybody in St. Louis City, County, the 13 surrounding counties, and they'd love to have you make what is my credit union, your credit union. That is First Community Credit Union. Cash for the holidays. They'll make you a loan. They get you ready for next year by setting up a Christmas Club account. You need a credit card. They have debit cards, credit cards. It's like a bank without the bank. Okay, you're a member, not a customer. First Community Credit Union, and the website's an easy one. I would love it if you'd check it out. It's firstcommunity.com.
How would you like to eliminate a dirty house, and even better, the soapy, crunchy residue in your carpet forever? Well, I tell you about my friends at Zero Res because it is the right way to clean, and who has time for the wrong thing? Because you just waste money, and you waste so much time. Call Zero Res today, and trust me, you will be a believer.
Set Delmar Gardens West Nursing and Rehabilitation Center apart from the rest. Along with meeting the needs of its residents with the very best skilled nursing care, the very best rehabilitative services, the very best social and recreational programs, and the very best staff, Delmar Gardens West has nurtured the warmth, graciousness, and caring that has made it so special for the past 35 years. Delmar Gardens West invites you to visit and experience the Delmar Gardens West difference. Call 314-878-1330 and be their guest for lunch, or just stop by 13550 South Outer 40 Road in Town and Country and take a personal tour. Delmar Gardens West. They are different from the rest because they care. Again, that number, 314-878-1330.
Just ask me Andy Williams. I'm not wild about this.
She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peek.
Stick with Moon River.
She thought that.
All right. I'm Jason. Jason, I have about a minute, 10 seconds. It's yours. How you doing?
Pretty good, thanks. I remember about the presents. I used to go to Colorado every summer for 2 weeks with my aunt. She would always cook. We cook together. And I remember one Christmas, I got a giant cookbook for Christmas from her. And now I'm managing a restaurant.
Oh, and how old were you?
How old was I?
When you got the cookbook.
Oh, about 10.
And see, to a lot of people, that'd be like a sissy thing to get.
Right.
10-year-old getting a cookbook. You showed them. Now
yeah,
you're see, I think sometimes that stuff has a, you don't, and when did you decide that's what you wanted to do? How old were you?
Oh, I've been working in restaurants since I turned 16.
So it was kind of in your, even as a kid, it was in your blood.
Right.
Yeah, good for you, man. I'd love to know how to cook anything. I've never, ever made or cooked anything. Scrambled eggs, that's it. That's what I do. Hey, have a Merry Christmas, Jim. Thank you.
Jason.
Jim would have been up next, but we ran out of time. So, Jim, you can hang on or call back. We'll take a little news break here and talk again about what was the one thing you had to have. Did you get it? And do you think it had any influence on what you became later in life? Oh, Tookie Williams is dead, too.
Oh, darn.
What a sad day there. Crips founder. 4 o'clock at 5:50.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston.
Houston is getting full.
Houston Mayor Bill White, who says any additional Hurricane Katrina evacuees need to look outside his city. White says they're simply too full. He announced today there is just about no housing available in the city of Houston. Johnny Henry is an evacuee who found a place to live there, but he says if the government doesn't extend its housing voucher program, he'll also have no place to live.
FEMA, you must extend this. Otherwise, my family and I will be evicted, homeless,
and living on the street.
Democratic Congressman Gene Taylor from Mississippi also urging the federal government today to do more.
If you can do it for the Iraqis, then you can do it for the South Mississippians, who, by the way, have sent 4,000 of their best to fight in Iraq and are over there right now.
He says the weather's getting colder. Some people in Mississippi are still living in tents. Eight sections of steel sheet pulled from the failed 17th Street levee in New Orleans appear to have been driven into the ground at the proper depth. That's important. There's been an investigation going on into why that particular levee gave way so quickly. Meantime, Marcia Evans, head of the American Red Cross, is stepping down.
It's been a stormy few years for the Red Cross. The relief agency was criticized for how it handled some of its post-9/11 donations, and for this year's hurricane response. Critics charged it was slow to arrive in minority areas and was stingy with aid. Last summer, the federal government fined the Red Cross more than $3.5 million for distributing unsuitable blood products.
ABC's Pam Coulter in Washington. In Iraq, soldiers who will help keep the peace on Thursday, Election Day, casting their ballots early for the country's first permanent parliament since the fall of Saddam. That's the soldiers, mostly Shiites, celebrating at the polls. Tomorrow, President Bush delivers another speech on staying the course. Today, White House spokesman Scott McClellan said,
"The election is another historic milestone in the future of the Iraqi people. But the violence that the terrorists and Saddam loyalists are carrying out against the Iraqi people, we expect to continue after the election."
You're listening to ABC News.
The savings are busting out all over at Kohl's Holiday Doorbuster Sale, with all-day doorbusters store-wide for 2 days only, this Tuesday and Wednesday. Save 50% on fall and holiday sweaters, sleepwear, and all holiday dinnerware. Take an extra 10% off fine and sterling silver jewelry, already 60% off. Plus, senior citizens get an extra 15% off both days. See store for details. So hurry into Kohl's Holiday Doorbuster Sale, this Tuesday and Wednesday. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Do I hear an A? Vitamin A, yes. Vitamin B from the gentleman in the back. Do I hear a K? Yes. Vitamin K from the little lady in red.
Most multivitamins sell you on how many ingredients they can fit in. But Centrum discovered it's about something more. Centrum balances combinations of nutrients, like C recharging E to optimize their antioxidant power. A complete formula with 8 interactive combinations that help your body get more out of Centrum.
Calcium, anyone? Do I hear magnesium? Sold.
A lot isn't everything. Centrum is balanced and complete for me.
At 4:03, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. Motorists can expect significant delays this afternoon in Clayton because of that water main break. St. Louis County Highway Department spokesman Dave Rohn tells KTRS News that Hanley remains closed between Wydown and Forest Park Parkway overpass.
A water main that runs beneath Hanley, immediately north of Wydown, burst. It flooded the pavement, and it also undermined undetermined section of the pavement.
Rohn says Hanley will be closed in both directions until at least 6 p.m., probably later. He says there's pavement damage and the water company right now is working to get that water drained. Shots fired at an officer in a police pursuit, part of an early morning crime spree for several suspects in Alton this morning. KTRS's Steve Klotz with the story.
One suspect crashed his car and is in serious condition, but three others remain on the run from the law, possibly in a black Ford Mustang.
Right now we have notified all departments in the area. We've put out an ISBIRN broadcast, and we broadcast over NCIC all the information pertaining to the suspects and the vehicles. There are a number of other leads that we're attempting to follow up on.
Alton Police Chief Chris Sullivan says the suspects are reckless and should be considered extremely dangerous. An officer was shot at but was not injured, while the officer who crashed his vehicle in pursuit was treated and released from a local hospital.
St. Louis's circuit attorney has been briefed by the election board chairman Ed Martin about those irregularities discovered on a petition to recall the 22nd Ward Alderman Jeffrey Boyd. Martin notes the names of at least 4 dead voters are on that petition.
We have seen some conduct in this current recall that is concerning to us, and again, since we're not prosecutors, we need to prepare these things, facts, and issues, and get them to the right authorities, and that's what we plan to do.
Martin has also briefed Alderman Boyd and recall supporters, saying the most vulnerable citizens need protection. The Missouri Public Service Commission today ordering an amendment to the cold weather rule providing options for level payments throughout the year. PSC Chairman Jeff Davis says record high wholesale natural gas prices have affected the ability of consumers to pay their monthly natural gas bills. A Troy woman is dead, 4 others injured after a Madison County crash.
54-year-old Pamela Kimbrell of Troy was killed last night after the car she was driving was struck by another vehicle and then broadsided by a pickup along Highway 40 near Triad Middle School. It's not yet known why the first vehicle that hit Kimbrell's car crossed the median. The 17-year-old driver of that vehicle suffered serious injuries. The pickup driver and two passengers in Kimbrell's car were also hurt. That stretch of highway is the same area where a deadly crossover accident took place earlier this month. Trish Moyko, KTRS News.
A 64-year-old man shot dead in Kansas City, Kansas, identified as Missouri State Auditor Claire McCaskill's ex-husband. The office confirming the slain man was David Exposito, the auditor's former husband, also the father of her three children. Simmons Cooper Market Report, the Dow ends the day up 55, NASDAQ was up 4, S&P up 7 points. News Channel 5 meteorologist Scott Connell's Weather Plus forecast for tonight. Increasing clouds, rain likely after midnight, low down to 34, and tomorrow, chance of flurries tomorrow with a high of 40 degrees. 44 is our current temperature at 406. I'm Brian Helsworth, KGRS News.
Here's a check on traffic for you. South Moore School Road at Highway 47, that earlier accident's been cleared, but all the lanes are open. That's some good news. Southbound 55 between Richardson and Imperial, Maine. Now that is closed because of a serious accident, and Arch Helicopter is on the scene. Westbound 44 at Lewis Road, we have a report of an accident. Westbound 255 at 55, earlier accidents been cleared. Westbound 270 at Lindbergh, that earlier accident's cleared. Some residual traffic still there. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley, a slowdown. Eastbound 40, heavy between 170 and Laclede Station. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRS.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here from my friends at Window World. You've heard me talk about how great Window World is. $189 per window installed, and then the best windows at the best price. How do I know that? Well, they come with the Energy Star logo, and the Energy Star logo is the only one granted by the U.S. Department of Energy and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency as the most advanced energy-efficient products on the market. So not only do you get a great price, $189 installed per window, but you'll also get the most energy-efficient windows on the market. Also, by using low-E glass and argon gas, you will save on your energy bill. Now, when you call Window World, ask about their fuel savings pledge, and you can save up to 35% on your heating bills. Don't forget to mention the Big 550 KTRS and receive $50 off your order. 314-993-1800 or check them out online, windowworldinc.com. For window minimum, 314-993-1800. You need windows. It's Window World.
Beginning January 1st, Medicare will offer prescription drug coverage for the first time in history. With new opportunities, people have questions.
Should I get it?
If I don't get it now, can I get it later?
What about the plan I've got?
Now is a place to go for answers. My Medicare Matters, a free community-based education program. We'll be holding events in your area with trained educators who can help you find answers to your Medicare drug coverage questions. They'll explain the choices you have, and if you're ready, they'll even help you sign up for a plan. Look in the Friday editions of your local papers or visit MyMedicareMatters.org to see when we'll be holding events in your area. Stop by with your questions. We'll be happy to help. If you can't come in person, go to MyMedicareMatters.org for the facts you need to help you choose. Got it?
I've got it.
Sponsored by the National Council on the Aging and the Access to Benefits Coalition. Supported by AstraZeneca.
The President Casino is better than ever. Win your share of $500,000 in cash and prizes in the President Casino's Holiday Swipe and Win Game, November 7th through December 23rd. Swipe your player's card at the Holiday Swipe and Win kiosk and see what you've won. Every swipe's a winner. One swipe per person per gaming day. The President Casino, the only casino in downtown St. Louis, offers the loosest slots, your favorite table games, and live poker action every day. So play the Holiday Swipe and Win Game at the President Casino to win your share of $500,000 in cash and prizes.
It's the ultimate casino, hot spot downtown. You want it, you want it, you got it. You want it, you want it, right here.
Hi,
This is Paul Berner with Amazing Siding and Windows, wishing you and your family a safe and happy holiday. When it's cold outside, people often ask if we can still install Amazing Siding and Windows, or should they wait till spring? With our quality products, we install year-round. In fact, to keep our amazing crews busy, we're offering free installation on any home exterior project now through the end of the year. That's free installation on amazing siding, amazing windows, and amazing gutter protection. When the temperatures drop, you can really feel how drafty your old windows are. If you install energy-saving thermal replacement windows now, you'll save on heating bills all winter long, so your windows practically pay for themselves. Call now, replace those windows, and get free installation. With utilities skyrocketing, our energy-saving windows and our amazing insulated siding can stop your money from going out the window.
Call Amazing Siding, and you'll never paint again. Never.
Get free installation now through the end of the year. Call 636-532-1997. That's 636-532-1997. And thank you. Previous offers excluded.
Tired of going to the pump only to drive away with a guilt trip? Trade in your gas guzzler SUV to Frank Lita Acura or Dave Munganest Acura for a vehicle with efficiency and passenger space. The Acura MDX has everything you're looking for. It's fuel efficient, ultra-low emissions, and believe it or not, a seven-passenger vehicle. You can drive away today in the MDX with a $399 per month lease. And you won't believe the fuel efficiency of the powerful Acura TL. Stop by Dave Munganest Acura or Frank Lita Acura and make your trip into a Gateway Acura dealer guilt-free.
Coming in the spring of 2006,
let's go!
LaRusse's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
You gotta be kidding. This is Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yeah.
You love her. No.
I do, but I don't. No, I don't like her.
Yes, you do.
No.
Yes.
No, I like her.
Your boobies.
But, yeah, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
She likes to wear tight sweaters.
Yeah.
And I think she's still convinced that she's going to be a great singing artist that sells a lot of CDs. It's not going to happen. Dan Strauss will take your calls. We will continue with what was that one thing you had to have that you got or didn't get. The other thing I'll just tell you that I thought my life was over when I realized I wasn't going to get it was a moped motorbike as a kid. I mean, that to me, go-kart, this was even above a go-kart. And I didn't get it because we couldn't afford it. But I ended up later in my life, as of this date, having owned 16 different motorcycles, so I figured, you know what, I'm having one. I don't currently have a motorcycle. We will get to your calls, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Today is Tuesday. Before we get to you and what it was you just thought you had to have or you didn't want to live for Christmas, let's welcome our Tuesday guest, who I have to tell you says the woman outside is his wife.
Oh.
Right.
Right.
This is a father-daughter duo, as I've ever seen. And Dan Strauss needs to learn that when you got somebody coming in as a guest that looks like this guy and a wife that looks like her, the guy is not to be the guest.
Yes.
We have to fix this. Please welcome our Tuesday guest, Ray Bentelli.
Yeah.
Hello, Ray.
Thanks, Frank. Great to be here. And I'm A-N and P-N.
Of course you are.
Hallelujah.
Your wife is really, really pretty. Holy cow, she's good looking.
I did everything right there.
No, she did everything wrong. And you brought chili, and you made chili. And we ate it because we took one look at her and looked at you and thought, okay, these people, we can eat their chili.
Yeah.
And they don't look like they crawled out of the gutter somewhere. Oh, it's venison chili.
Venison chili, straight from the farm.
And did you shoot the deer?
Sure did.
No kidding.
Very good.
Man, I mean, we talk about homemade. This is the real deal.
The tomatoes are homegrown and about everything in there.
Well, it's good. Thank
you. The beans?
Yeah, did you pick the beans?
Not quite. No, not on the beans.
Where's your farm?
Yeah. Oh, hello, Karen.
It's not.
I miss Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Ray.
I wouldn't have done that in front of my wife. You know, it sounds to me like we're getting to know.
Getting to know.
Why do you think so?
Ray Bentelli.
Getting to know all about
Ray Benson.
I didn't say anything.
I thought you said Ray Venison.
I didn't say a word. I just was looking at you.
Did somebody say Ray Venison? Ray Venison?
Hey, he's yeah. Ray's Venison Ray killer.
That was weird.
Very weird. So, Ray, what's the story here? What do you do for a living?
Well, mostly I chase Debbie.
Uh-huh.
But I'm retired.
Do that later.
Yeah. I'm retired and enjoying life, hunting and fishing and grandkids.
And, yeah. And what part of town do you live in?
Live in town and country.
Okay. And when you worked, what did you do?
I was with a company by the name of Mallinckrodt here in town.
Never heard of it.
What do they do?
Never heard of it. And does Debbie, what does she do? Whatever she wants, I guess.
Yeah, whatever she wants, whenever she wants.
Yeah, well, that would be the way if she were mine. And kids, grandkids, heterosexual, obviously you're heterosexual.
Two living children and four grandchildren.
Wow. Well, do you have anything you want to know about us? You have any questions?
Well, just, you know, how do you control Karen? I mean, that's...
You don't. Oh, nobody does. You don't control Karen.
Nope.
No, you've never listened and thought, I wonder this or I wonder that. No, nothing?
Well, I listen a lot, yeah. I wonder how you can remember all those jokes.
Which jokes?
Well, I don't know. I was going to try to bring them.
He's amazing, isn't he?
You may think of one before the show's over.
Yeah, well, I know a lot of them, but you know them all, too, so I'm not going to do
that. Well, give me one of yours that you know. Come on.
No, I'm not going to do that.
All right. He's in the presence of the master.
Yeah, I know.
Well, thank you for the chili. And,
you're welcome. Here.
The worst is over, and the rest is just kind of right along. If you want to jump in, jump in.
Thanks.
I wish Outdoors Ned were with us today. This guy might, you know, he might be able to challenge him.
Give him
He runs with his mic because he's an outdoors guy. All right. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We're just talking about, as to the best of your recollection, what was the thing that you just thought you had to have, and you didn't get it, or you got it. It changed your life. It ruined your life, whatever. Jim, how are you?
Fine. How are you,
Doing
Frank?
Great. Doing great. Say hi to Jim, everybody.
Hi,
hello,
Jim.
Brother.
Hi, Jim.
Say hi to our guest. His name is Ray.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Hey, Jim. Good.
Easy, boy.
Oh, wow.
Come on, boy.
That's one.
Broke down the mountain.
I'll say. You got a cowboy, gay cowboy movie coming out, and everybody wants to know. So what's your story?
Well, the question, I have the utmost respect for your opinion, Frank. And the question I have for you, I'm actually possibly taking a job in a different city in Kansas City, and I'm very, very, I've been in St. Louis my whole life, and I was wondering what you thought about that city and is it worth moving to?
You know what? I love Kansas City. My daughter lives in Overland Park, Kansas, which is right outside Kansas City, and I'm actually... I didn't know anything about Kansas City till 2 years ago and had never really been there. I think you'll love Kansas City. I mean, we hate to see you go, but it's a great place. It really is. And what part, you know, where you're going to be, what part of town?
Well, I'll probably be south. I'm actually going to be in the, I think it's called Brookside area.
Okay.
It's a south of the Plaza area, and it's kind of, it's a lot of trees and
you know, the Kansas City, that whole Kansas City area has more fountains per capita than any city in the United States. Ooh. There are fountains everywhere.
Yeah.
They love fountains. It's a neat place. And the plaza you're talking about, Country Club Plaza. Wow, what a terrific place that is. I think you're going to love it there.
Well, I do. I just, you know, I've been in St. Louis my whole life, and it's kind of hard for me to...
But it's a lot like St. Louis. The people are a lot like St. Louis, I
think. Yeah, sure. I've heard it. I'm sorry, Glenn.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, I've heard it's a little bit, actually Kansas City's become a little bit more progressive than St. Louis now.
Yeah. And it is. They have some things we don't have. They do some things we don't do, and it's kind of a little more of a happening place than St. Louis. But the good news is you get lonesome, you're 3 hours and 45 minutes away.
That's true.
3:30, 3:20 if you drive like I drive. 3:45 for most people. When are you leaving?
I'm actually going to be leaving in about 3 weeks.
Well, we hate to see you go, but there is the internet. Good luck. I think you'll like it. I really do. There are a lot worse places you can go. You know, you're not going so far north that you'll freeze to death. It's if you have to make a move, that's a good one.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, good luck. Good luck. Thank you, Jim. Merry Christmas.
Bye. Bye. You too. Bye.
All right. Go to Kansas City. Here I come. I guess this is Todd. Is that right? Hello, Todd.
Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
Doing great. How you doing?
Just great.
Say hi to our Tuesday guest. He makes venison chili, kills the deer himself. His name is Ray.
Ray, how you doing?
Good, great. How you doing?
Good, great.
Good, great.
Terrific. He went from good to great like that.
Yeah. Wow.
What's up, Todd?
Well, I first wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Oh, you too.
And hi, Karen.
Oh, hi, Todd.
So he got home to his wife, girlfriend.
Back when I was in fourth grade, one thing I thought I really, really had to have was a record player.
Didn't everybody? And everybody should have had one. You mean you didn't have one?
Well, we had the council stereo in the living room.
No, I know exactly where you're going with this because I was the same way. You wanted that portable with fold-out speakers deal where the turntable flopped down when you opened it
or
up.
Or even not that fancy, just one where you opened the lid and there was your little turntable.
You bet.
That's what it was. It was just like you fold it up as like a suitcase and you could carry it around.
And it had those little metal latches like a Samsonite overnight bag.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here we are Christmas morning. I open it up and there it is. And I'm in fourth grade, like I said back then, and my oldest brother got me Cheech and Chong.
Oh, my goodness. The bad influence brother. Did he have a bag of dope inside the record player for him?
Well, it had a huge rolling paper.
Uh-huh. Cheech and Chong.
The other thing I wanted to tell you, it's kind of a filthy Christmas song bulletin.
All right, wait a minute.
It's a live version.
Go ahead.
A live version that Andy Williams does of, but Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Right.
And at the end of that song, he says he sees Mommy touching Santa Claus.
Oh. Does he say, he doesn't say where.
No, but I thought I heard it wrong, and then he, of course, the rest of the verse or the chorus is Santa Claus was touching Mommy, and at the end of the song, of course, he's doing it live. He goes, it was a really weird night.
I think Andy is on something.
I wonder if he'll do that when he's in concert here.
Andy's trying to spice up his act a little bit.
Yeah, I guess he's trying to attract more people down to Branson or something.
Well, thanks for warning a lot of old people that will go down there and won't go for that kind of stuff. No. So thanks for the warning.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, you guys have a great Christmas.
All right, Todd, you too.
All right.
Thank you. Record player. You know what? He brought up a good one.
Yes.
Everybody wanted, you know, it's one thing if mom, if your parents had a big old piece of furniture, record player, but you wanted in your room your own record player. And that is another great one, man. That's one that everybody wanted, got, didn't get, whatever. Here's John. Hello, John.
How you guys doing?
It sounded like you just blew your nose or something.
Excuse
what that
me.
Was. It's all right. Well, say hi to Ray.
Hey, Ray.
Hi, John.
Oh,
like
God.
An, like an epidemic, like a Brokeback Mountain epidemic.
I still got it.
What's going on?
I was hoping you could make one of my Christmas wishes come true and tell me that.
Karen, it's for you.
Oh, okay. What can I do, John?
Well, in the same category, you were talking Friday about Jennifer Aniston's boobs, and I would really like to see those, and I would was wanting to know what website that you went to see this.
You know what? Peon pulled it up, and it's the telephoto shot taken of her at her residence by this guy who she's trying to sue or something. And they're her, no doubt about it. And they're not. She doesn't have much up there. It's not something that you look at and go, whoa. You know, you're kind of disappointed. What's the website, Peon?
I think it was SaveManny.com.
That got to do with anything.
I don't know, but
Save Manny, MANNIE, or Y?
Y.
Save Manny, MANNY, .com.
SaveManny.com. I'll try that.
Is it? Is it? That's what he said.
Okay.
Right.
You know, I find it funny that I have little ones running around the house, and every TV commercial that comes on regarding any toy, any remote control thing, the kids come flying out of nowhere saying, I want that, I want that, I want that.
Yeah.
So I know that I'm going to be disappointing some kids because I can't get it all.
But see, TV has always been the parental enemy because just before Christmas, Mattel and these people, man, they bombard these kids with all these toys. And hey, that's tough to fight, man.
And
it's tough
look.
To try to explain that you can't have an Etch-A-Sketch and this and that. And now they got kids for little toys for little bitty kids. They're computers.
Yeah.
I mean, they can go and write on them. The computer knows if they're making the right letter or not. It's pretty wild. I actually almost wish I had a little bitty kid so I could buy some of this stuff.
I'm sure it'll be a good Christmas.
TV's tough, but you'll figure it out. Thank you, John.
See you.
Merry
Bye, Terry.
Yeah, that's right. Bye. Joe Nickerson's on the way. Let's go to Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. I just want to tell you, Christmas presents, the best ones I ever got. last year, well, actually, I didn't get the Christmas present until this year, but last year for Christmas, my daughter told me I was going to be a grandpa, and I got a beautiful granddaughter.
Mm.
Well, but then at the same time, a couple minutes later, my wife told me she was pregnant, and I got a son also.
Are you kidding?
No, dead serious.
What are you laughing about?
Well, it's not funny, trust me.
When your daughter graduates from high school, you'll be 107 years old.
Oh, no, I'll be dead when my son does.
That's funny.
He's laughing.
Hey, son, when you get out of school, I'll be dead. Well, congratulations twice.
Well, thank you.
All right, Dave.
All right, have a good one.
Bye-bye. I have a friend who is he's probably listening. He's... You guys know who it is. I don't know if he told us or not, but we'll get to it. He's 60, and he just didn't mean to. Didn't mean to, but his wife is younger, and he's going to be a daddy. And, man, he's trying to calculate all kinds of things. He goes to her graduation at 78, high school graduation.
I didn't mean not to, though.
Well, and she's, in her 30s, and I guess, I don't know. I guess I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. It's just, like, with anybody younger, it just, slipped up there, and maybe she forgot to take something, or he forgot, or something had a hole in it. I don't know. Who the heck knows?
Oh.
Yeah, well, you know.
They all have holes.
Pinhole. Hey, we have a 6-year-old. Look at this, on this line right here. Hey, Madeline? Madeline?
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
Are you 6?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what can we do for you?
I want to talk to my mom, Ray.
You want to what?
Oh, talk to Uncle Ray?
Grandpa Ray.
Papa Ray.
Yeah.
I know this Madeline.
Yeah, this is real personal. The rest of the audience doesn't care about this.
She's
too cute to hang up on.
This Madeline is blonde. She's beautiful. She's intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so happy to be speaking with her. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Papa Ray.
How are you today?
Papa Ray. How about
good.
That? Yeah. Madeline, what are you getting for Christmas? Papa Ray told us you can have anything you want. That's what he said. He said that to us while ago. He said, I have this really beautiful granddaughter, and her name is Madeline, and I'll get her anything she wants, no matter how much it costs. What would you like?
About a new car for when she's 16.
What would you like? She doesn't relate to new car, Pia. What would you like more than anything?
I want a...
Take your time. Really, no hurry.
You know,
seriously, no hurry. And somebody that needs to turn your radio down. Okay?
Okay.
That's what's messing her up.
Don't tell them to turn that radio down. Or we won't be able to finish this. Now, what would you like for Christmas?
I want little kids microwave that you can make kids cookies.
Oh, like
Easy Bake Oven?
Yeah, an Easy Bake Oven.
I think you ought to have that. I think you should have that.
Yeah. Well, you sent that message to Santa Claus, didn't you, Madeline?
Yep.
Well, and that can't be all. Surely you must want a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like a new computer or something.
Do you need a computer? Do you have a computer?
Not my own.
Well, Papa Ray says you ought to have your own.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what he told us. He said, I think she ought to have like a really nice little computer of her own. Would you like that?
Screen.
Would you like that?
Yeah, I would like just my own like laptop.
She wants your own laptop.
Oh, oh. Laptop.
Now, listen, Madeline, let me ask you a question. Do you have in your room, do you have a plasma TV?
No.
I think you should have that.
At least a 42-inch.
I think you should have a big plasma television in your room.
Yeah, watch all those cartoons and Disney movies.
Yeah, that'd be good. Wouldn't that be great?
You tell Papa Ray. Mm-hmm. He'll help you.
Mm-hmm. Was it anything else? Do you have an iPod?
No.
You know what an iPod is?
No.
Well, you will when you get one this Christmas.
Yeah.
I know a lot of 6-year-olds. They love their iPods. Boy, oh boy. You're going to have a great Christmas, Madeline, okay?
Hey.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye, Madeline. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's not a whole lot cuter than a voice like that.
No.
That's a cute voice. All right. Hey, you better go out and take out a loan.
You got a lot of stuff.
You got to get a plasma TV and an iPod and a computer and a whole
bunch. Yeah, and when the three other grandchildren hear this, it'll get worse.
Uh-oh. We're here to help.
Hell
that's
yeah.
What we're here for.
Sabrina and Alex and,
yep.
and Meredith.
Oh, man.
They'll all want it.
You're asking for it. We have to congratulate again an advertiser of ours, Construction Concepts Corporation, because they came out here to Westport to bid on a job, and they got the job, and I knew they'd get the job because they're a terrific construction company, general contractors for 28 years, and they do commercial buildings. They build commercial buildings. They finish out white boxes. That's kind of commercial talk that I learned over the last couple of years. They remodel. Their specialty is restaurants, and they have done, I had a number. I mean, it's unbelievable. Something like 1,000 restaurants all over the country. They have worked in every Construction Concepts Corporation has built or remodeled retail businesses in every state in the United States except two states.
Ooh.
And I think they're California and Florida. And they're in the process now of bidding some work down in Florida. And if they can get that and hit California, then they've done every state. Construction Concepts is located right here in St. Louis. I know firsthand because of some work they did for our family that they are a first-class operation. Todd Moore and all of the people that work for him and with him, it's rare to find a company that will give you a bid on a job, and then when they go to do the job, it is on schedule, it is on budget, and it is done exactly the way they said it would be done, and there are no surprises. I think it was Holiday Inn years ago used to have a slogan, the best surprise is no surprise. And, buddy, that is really true when you do something like put up a retail building. So those of you out there who are making a decision about remodeling or building, whether it's an expansion, a second, third, fourth, fifth location, or your very first business, you're going to have to get some bids from some general contractors. And I would highly recommend Construction Concepts Corporation. And I also found out today, they called and said, beginning first of the year, they want to and will sponsor Mike Evans.
Yay!
The current sponsor's contract expired the end of the year, and so Mike Evans will be presented by Construction Concepts. If you want to know more about this wonderful company, you can check out their website, and that is conconcorp.com, as in Construction Concepts Corporation, conconcorp.com.
I'm Adam Bold, founder and chief investment officer of the Mutual Fund Store. If you were going to risk crossing the ocean, what kind of boat would you want? Would it matter to you that the captain had never made a successful voyage? Or would you rather have a cruise ship captained by someone who had crossed many times? If you're going to take the risk of making the crossing, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best boat with the best crew? Many investment advisors put their clients in mutual funds that have a poor track record or sometimes no track record. And on top of that, the client has to pay a load for the fund. If you're going to take the risk of the market, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best funds possible? At the Mutual Fund Store, we pick the fund managers with the best track record, and we never sell a fund with a load, either on the front end or the back end. And our only fee is based on a small percentage of the value of your portfolio, so our success is tied to your success. If you have at least $50,000 of investments, call one of my trusted advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
434 at the Big 550, up to Mike Wayne's in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550, and what do you see, Mike?
Well, we've got a pretty bad accident, but it has been cleared. Southbound 55 at Richardson, it was closed for about 30 minutes. They've reopened the three left lanes and also the exit onto Richardson Road. This is on southbound 55. The outer road is still closed if you're exiting onto that fatal accident they had out there a little bit earlier this afternoon. Eastbound 40 was slow from Kings Highway on through Hanley. It also slows down around the Bend of Clayton Morrison. Westbound 70 in St. Charles, heavy from Cape Springs on through 370. Eastbound 44, the ramp onto Highway 270 is starting to jam up a little bit. Southbound 270 is slow in pockets from Ladue to Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 slows down at Jefferson as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 5570 slows from Salisbury onto 6th Street. This traffic report is being brought to us by Missouri Lottery's Powerball, with the jackpot now starting at a whopping $15 million and increasing by at least $5 million each drawing. Missouri Lottery's Powerball is bigger than ever. I'm Mike Waynes on the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper on the Big 550 KGRS.
Hi, this is Greg Dierberg of Dierberg's Markets. For generations, people have been brightening the holidays with beautiful flowers. And in St. Louis, the place more people trust with their holiday flowers is Dierberg's Florist.